Talks that began last night in Congress to get a stalled economic stimulus package moving got stuck today in a thicket of partisan rhetoric. Each side questions the other's commitment to a stimulus bill. And the Bush administration's warning yesterday that several years of federal deficits lie ahead has spurred a new round of accusations. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
After briefly meeting here last night with White House officials and House Republicans who've already passed their own economic stimulus bill, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle questioned whether Republicans truly want an economic stimulus package.
Because every time we offer them either a substantive offer for compromise or a procedural way with which to address it, the answer is no.
I thought it was absolutely outrageous that he would characterize the process that we've been in the way he did.
That's the Republican chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, Bill Thomas, who says it's the senator's fault that they could not come up with a stimulus bill of their own with enough votes to pass.
This isn't reality. Reality would be the Senate passing a bill. We've created virtual reality. We said you don't even have to pass a bill. Let's just pretend you've passed a bill and get on to the structure that we would have available if you did pass the bill.
But Senate Democrats say the rules Thomas has proposed for a compromise stimulus bill could lead to more stalemate. Meanwhile, Democrats seized on this gloomy prediction made yesterday by White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels.
It is regrettably my conclusion that we are unlikely to return to balance in the federal accounts before possibly fiscal 05.
Today, Majority Leader Daschle had this response.
I told you so. I'd love to be able to say those four words and get full credit for the fact that we did.
Daschle said more than two-thirds of the expected federal deficit can be blamed on the $1.3 trillion tax cut Congress enacted earlier this year over Democrats' objections and at the president's behest. House Democratic Leader Dick Gephardt pinned the blame today for the deficit directly on Mr. Bush.
The president is managing the war well. He is mismanaging the economy with the help of his colleagues in the Senate and the House.
Gephardt and most other Democrats say it's ludicrous to have even more tax cuts for wealthy individuals and corporations in a stimulus package. And Republicans say the spending Democrats want for the jobless simply cannot be afforded with the budget in deficit. Members of both parties already are saying there may well be no stimulus package this year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.